Thank you and good morning. The rain has been heavy this morning and at times very heavy as a series of storms rolls through the region. The county announced on Wednesday night that the Van Dusen River is expected to flood this morning at Bridgeville, and residents are urged to seek higher ground, particularly for livestock. Supervisor Estelle Fennell's office issued a statement urging residents to use caution if they are going to drive on southern Humboldt roadways. Highway 101 is flooded near Avenue of the Giants, and Redwood Creek is rising rapidly near Redway. The bridge near Whitmore is covered with standing water. The Eel River is expected to reach flood stage by this afternoon, and the sheriff's office has deputies staged on the other side of the bridge in preparation. Be prepared for wet roadways as you head out this morning and check for local road conditions. We could get as much as an inch of rain before it's all said and done, and you are reminded to never drive across a flooded roadway. As little as a foot of standing water can be hazardous. The PG&E power outage map shows that customers across the region are currently without electricity, including about 65 customers near Jacoby Creek and 80 customers in the Eel River Valley. More than 400 customers are without electricity in Petrolia and out to Honeydew. 500 customers are without power in Miranda. All schools are closed in Miranda, including South Fork High and Miranda Junior High. About 250 customers are without power in McKinleyville and 60 in Hydesville. The Eureka Police Department has assigned a full-time patrol officer for the Old Town area in Eureka, and Officer Louis Altick will begin his foot patrols on January 7th of next year. Altick has served in several positions with Eureka Police, including as a school resource officer, evidence technician, and defensive tactics instructor. Both residents and merchants in Old Town are strong supporters of the foot patrols, particularly in an area of the city that sees a lot of foot traffic and transient activity. Altick has served with the Eureka Police Department since July of 2002, and his oldest son, Ben, will graduate with the 114th Basic Police Academy class at College of the Redwoods today. 27 cadets who have completed that Basic Law Enforcement Academy course at Redwoods will graduate in a ceremony scheduled for this afternoon at the theater on the main campus in Eureka. The 114th class began the course in July, and Academy Director Ron Waters said that seven of the cadets have already been hired or are in the process of being hired, while others are still undergoing background investigations. The 115th Law Enforcement Academy class will begin in January. 23 cadets have been enrolled, with more applications expected. Eureka Police are investigating a string of vehicle break-ins that saw five cars burglarized in the parking lot of a business in the 1200 block of Broadway in between West Cedar and West Clark Streets. The break-ins happened between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Tuesday night, and the victims lost small electronics, including an iPad and cell phones, along with a purse. The thieves broke the windows of the cars to gain entry. You are reminded to never leave valuables unsecured in your vehicle. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors has one more meeting before they break for Christmas and the New Year, and when they meet again as a body, 2nd District Supervisor Estelle Fennell will be sitting in the middle as chair of the board. The chair responsibilities rotate each year, with each supervisor taking their turn, and in 2015, Fennell takes over from Rex Bone. Fennell provided some details on just what the board chair does and what responsibilities come with the gavel.
As the chair, you don't make motions. Usually you run the meetings. And so you can assert your style of meeting facilitation. You can do those kinds of things. You sign an awful lot of documents because you sign on behalf of your colleagues, the full board. And that's an indication of actually the significance of the post. And so I don't take that lightly.
The chair also sets the agenda for board meetings, and that carries with it not only the responsibility of setting the priorities for the board, but also influences how meetings will be run.
I think different chairs have different styles. I want to be clear that, yes, I want to hear from the public. Absolutely, everybody gets their say, but we're going to try to move it along in a respectful manner. So that will be my style, I think.
The supervisors will meet for the first time in 2015 on January 5th. And that's the news on this rainy Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.